So I'll now call upon the disciples' divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, to speak. Maybe Sudhir Prabhu, would you like to start? Start Kijan. You come here and speak, yeah. Just pull the mic down or up according to your height so that we set it up so you can.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatri Vishcha Kupashindu Vivicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnubhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Shumate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamani Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Vicharne Nirvishesha Shunavadi Vachitta Deshadarne Hare Krishna. So I was joined Mayapur in 74. The first person I used to know, Jayapataka Maharaj, as a childhood, you know. So even though I didn't realize so much about, you know, spiritual master or anything, but as my god brother plus he's one of my senior god brother, so I really respect him all the time as a regular god brother plus as like a father too, because as a childhood I know him more than anybody, like in his kind of devotees. So since childhood I know him and I met him many times, but any time I used to see him in front of, you know, face to face, he used to always ask me, how are you, how are you doing, and stuff like that. And I feel like so affectionate, like father always asks his son, or his, you know, older brother asks his younger brother, how are you. And he used to always ask me, how's my parents too. So it's like very, I feel very so happy all the time when he used to ask me that. So since onward, you know, I met him many times, I saw him many times, I went to his rooms and many times, but I didn't have any personal relation like all the devotees must have many relations. But as my senior god brother, as a spiritual leader, he's, you know, spreading Mahaprabhu's, you know, the words, you know, piti vityasi jata nagaradi gram, like he used to go every town, village, even in the deep village where they, like, you know, people never heard about Krishna consciousness, he used to go there and preach. And even though, you know, he'd been through so much these, you know, last couple of months, so sick, still he's always like preaching. Like, you know, if somebody in that position, I know they used to lay in their bed and just forget about everything. But he's in so much in his spiritual life, you know, and he's in trying to give everybody as much he can give. Like he's so sick, still he's preaching. He's always talking about Lord Chaitanya. He's always encouraged people to chant Gauranga, Gauranga. So it's really wonderful how he served Srila Prabhupada and how he served all the, you know, Mayapur and Mayapur Dham and spreading Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's glories all over the world. So I really thank him and gave his mercy on me too. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj ki.
Mother Sucharya.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Praskacha Desdarni. I first met His Holiness Jayapataka Swami in Mayapur in 1975, when I was just a kid, and staying in Mayapur with my young child and my husband. And I was so impressed with his devotion to Mayapur Dham. He was always taking care of all the devotees who were serving in the temple. He would always give special. I remember one time there was a big festival, and all the ladies were engaged in cutting up the vegetables. and the gentlemen were engaged in bringing in big loads of vegetables and produce to be cut up for the festival. And Maharaj was personally seeing to the details of all the festivals, all the festivities, even to the cutting up of the vegetables in the proper way. He was always very, very kind, and he was always such an example, the way he chanted his rounds every day in the morning at the Mayapur temple. And I remember him saying in class one time that serving the Vaishnavas and giving Krishna consciousness to others is the secret for achieving special favor of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'd like to thank His Holiness Jayapataka Swami for all his years and years and years of pure devotional service, and for bringing so many people to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Jai His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Maharaj Ki Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Ki Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ki Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nivishesha Shunivadi Pashyata Deshtarani Vanchakalpa Turbhishya Kripasandhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. It's amazing how, as we are speaking, the first person said that he had met Jayapataka Maharaj in 1974. And then the next one, Mother Acharya said she had met him in 1975. And I think I met him in 1983. So it seems like it's coming down. I don't know, has anybody met him between 75 and 84? You met him in 1970? 1982, okay. 84. Okay, 83, so I'm still a little earlier than you are. And then you then?
Probably around 82, 83.
82, 83? Around that time? Okay, so we're probably equals. Okay. Okay, so anyway. It was just amazing that how we set up the speaking is actually how it's coming down in terms of when we met also. But at the time, I had already accepted His Holiness, Tamal Krishna Maharaj as my spiritual master. And I had married Kosmanjawali, who is from Bangalore, and so visiting Bangalore was part of the program when we got married, because we had to do some program in Bangalore because we got married, some official program in Bangalore, like a reception. So and at the time when I was a young devotee, I was a very fanatical devotee. I was very fanatical. I mean, those who knew me then and know me now know me as two different people. They'll say, no, that's the same, not the same Nityananda that was there at the time. And so the first thing that I did when I went to Bangalore was go to the temple. It was more important to go to the temple than to go to Manjuali's house. And I built a very nice relationship with the devotees down there, a fantastic relationship with the devotees. They were at the time in Sadashiv Nagar, their temple at the time. Of course, now it's in Rajaji Nagar. And I came to hear about this great personality, Jayapataka Maharaj. And after that, when I went to Vrindavan, I actually met him there personally. And, we came from a background of Shiva Bhaktas. Of course, all our generations in the past have been Krishna devotees. Somehow I became a Shiva Bhakta. And so it so happened that Manjuali's parents and Manjuali's family were Shiva Bhaktas too, very powerful Shiva Bhaktas. And so I was convincing them that now that I joined the Hare Krishna movement, if they wanted me to keep a relationship with them, that they had to also become Hare Krishnas. Otherwise, I was not going to come to Bangalore anymore and visit with them anymore. That's the type of fanatical devotee I was at the time. I turned off a lot of people amongst my relatives. In fact, nobody wanted to had anything to do with me. They all thought this was like the worst person on the planet. Stay away from this guy. That's the type of person I was at the time. But that was very endearing to some of the devotees. They liked it. You know, at that time, I think Hare Krishnas in the early days were more fanatical than they are now. We were more, very strict about everything, you know. Couldn't stay outside the temple. If you stayed outside the temple, you were blooped devotee. And probably not even a devotee, even though you may have been second initiated. If you stayed outside the temple premises, even in one of these houses, okay, which is in the community, you're a bloop devotee. You're not staying inside the temple. You know. So I remember at the time when I used to go to the temple, I used to sleep in the temple room. Sleep right in the temple room, you know, because you want to be a devotee, you know. We're right there. Sleeping where the Krishna is, sleeping right in the temple room. Don't even sleep in the ashram, sleep in the temple room, you know, that's more advanced devotee than the one that's sleeping in the ashram. Oh my God, the things we went through at the time. So, when I went to Vrindavan, I met with Jayapataka Maharaj, and so I was telling him some of these things, how we were doing things, and he was laughing. I didn't know how close he was to Tamal Krishna Maharaj at the time. Some of you may remember at that time, when Guru Puja used to go on, there used to be two Vyasasans. There was the Vyasasana of Srila Prabhupada, and there was the Vyasasana of the regional Acharya. What do they call them? The zonal Acharya. Okay? There was two asanas, like Asana Prabhupada and zonal Acharya right there. And the Guru Puja would happen, both two Guru Pujas happen at the same time. Meaning you do one Guru Puja, then you move to the other side and you do the other Guru Puja. Full song, everything again. Second time. So do it twice. Guru Puja used to happen twice. One for the Prabhupada and one for the zonal Acharya. And then the GVC made a rule, no, this has to stop. It is all about Prabhupada. Prabhupada is the Acharya we're going to do, the Guru Puja too. And if the disciples want to do, they should do Guru Puja to their Guru Maharaj, but they should do it in another place, not in the temple room. You know, this created confusion. Who's the Acharya? Is this the Acharya? That is the Acharya? No, this is the new Acharya. The old Acharya is no more. But, you know, the confusion is happening. So I remember at that time, some of us were fanatical devotees. And we say, no way, we're going to do two Guru Pujas. Whatever ISKCON wants, we don't care. We want two Guru Pujas. So I remember that Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, you go and speak to Jayapataka Maharaj. You need to go and speak to Jayapataka Maharaj. And I said, okay. So I went and spoke to Jayapataka Maharaj. And he told me, Sanitananda, he said, I appreciate your feelings towards us, that you like us to be there for the Guru Puja. But this is about Prabhupada. And you are Prabhupada's grandson. You should be very proud to be Prabhupada's grandson. You know, I am his son, but you are the grandson. And then he said after a while, no, actually you are my son-in-law, he said. Because my Manjwali's father and mother took initiation from Jayapataka Maharaj because he was the Acharya for Bangalore. You know, whenever nobody was like, Jayapataka Maharaj is the number one person for Bangalore. No question asked. It was like, people were doing extra rounds for Maharaj. They were chanting. I mean, I've never heard many spiritual masters' disciples chant extra rounds for their Guru Maharaj. Okay? But this was happening like that. That's how much they loved Jayapataka Maharaj. So obviously I told my father-in-law and mother-in-law, you should take initiation with Jayapataka Maharaj. He's right here, he's in Bangalore, he's going to come visit with you. And they did that, they're very happy, everything worked out very nicely. But since then, since this decision was made, Jayapataka Maharaj would call me son-in-law. And so he then explained the Siddhanta and he said, this is how we're going to do it and it's alright, the GBC is doing it, it's good. Prabhupada said the GBC should decide, whatever the GBC decides, we're happy with. I'm also GBC, I'm also there. If I have a disagreement, we might have a fight inside, but outside we are one. So everybody come onto line, you know, because I was the vice president in Fiji at the time. And so the question was whether we were going to remove the deity of Tamal Krishna Maharaj or not. Because we had a full deity of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, just like we have a deity of Prabhupada. So, you know. Some of us were very staunch disciples. No way, no one's going to move my Guru Maharaj's deity out of the altar, you know, and off the temple room. So these types of controversies were going on at the time. And of course things were settled. But became very close to Jayapataka Maharaj as a result. He is the most prolific preacher in the world. There's no doubt about it. Nobody has traveled around the world as much as Jayapataka Maharaj has traveled. Nobody has taken as much trouble as he has taken, in terms of the types of things he's had to. Some of you may remember the incident that happened in Spain, where somebody had hit him very badly, and he was this close to leaving his body. In fact, his neck had been separated from his body, pretty much a little bit had been left. That, huh? Right here somewhere. Yeah. And that what kept him alive was a very small nerve that was still connected. If that nerve had gone, that was over. There was no life after that. That one nerve protected him. So he's been through some real difficult times, and Skirnoe recently also went through real terrible health problem. And despite all of these things, Maharaj continues. Of course, there's a lot of rivalry between some of the devotees inside ISKCON times. They might say things about Maharaj that, you know, he shouldn't be visiting so many places so many times, meeting so many people, etc. These are all transcendental pastimes of devotees that are not easy to understand for people, and we should not get into the middle of those and start thinking anything that is derogatory of a spiritual master. His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj is a leading disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who himself is a leading, some say even only disciple of his spiritual master. Not him, but more, some say that he is the only one who preached as his spiritual master wanted him to preach. He wanted their disciples to preach. So, you know, these are prolific spiritual masters who are actually coming down the chain. This is Srila Prabhupada's glory, that he can create spiritual masters like this. Some people say that Prabhupada did not have the ability to make spiritual masters, but actually we all know that Srila Prabhupada did. And in fact, not only that he did, that nobody could do as much as he did. Srila Prabhupada created many spiritual masters. Who will create many spiritual masters? Some of you may not know this, but there are already great grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada. There are disciples of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who are now initiating, and they have disciples. And their disciples will initiate, and they'll have disciples. And their disciples will initiate, and they'll have disciples. And at one time, this planet will have nothing but the disciples of the disciples of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. This whole planet will be the family of Srila Prabhupada. That is the prediction from the Acharyas of the past. It's actually the prediction of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda cannot be wrong. So we're very fortunate that we're celebrating his Vyasa Puja today. Today is the day we can beg his mercy so that we will make progress in our spiritual life and become followers who can be said to be faithful followers, loyal, sincere, genuine followers of Lord Krishna's followers. And of course, Jayapataka Maharaj is one of the shining examples, the shining moons. Like Prabhupada used to say, we're not interested in stars, we're interested in moons. And here is one of the moons of Srila Prabhupada's family. So we're very fortunate to be celebrating his Vyasa Puja today. I thank the disciples for making all the effort that you've made to set up this program today. This is your glory, and it is our great fortune to be able to participate today and take advantage of this program. Thank you, and I'll now ask, I saw Mahadev Prabhu walk in again. Mahadev, you'd like to say something, please? Come across. And then I'll ask Prabhuji, you might speak after that, and then Mother. Mother Nitalila, okay, fine. All right, and I think you might take over and tell us who amongst the disciples will speak, because you are the one who is the... Okay, so come through, Mahadev Prabhu. Jai His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I know Jayapataka Swami Maharaj over the years. I'm not having any close relationship with him because I stayed in America and he stayed in Bengal and made many disciples. I just, what I know is through hearsay, and I followed when he was sick, and I prayed that he got better, and every time anyone gets sick, I also prayed for them. I am just a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and I'm trying to do the right thing. And in doing the right thing, I guess I isolated myself. I never got into any of the controversy and understood what these controversies were, and I was just too busy. Not like now, I'm just slowed down, just wandering around. So I pray that he, you know, stays well and continues to serve Srila Prabhupada. He is a devotee of high esteem amongst the Godbrothers, and I don't in any way compare myself to him. I'm just a little devotee, and he's a big devotee. And you guys know he's a big guy. I hear he lost a lot of weight. You know, the doctors put him under medication or something, a certain type of diet, and he's slimming. But that doesn't diminish him from getting sick, being a great devotee as he is. I mean, if you are a devotee taking thousands of disciples, you will get sick. I remember Srila Prabhupada, when I got initiated, initiated 75 of us. And I didn't know at that time what it meant, you know. I just kind of was in a daze. But later on I found out that Prabhupada got sick. And the reason was he took the karma of all of us who were not even qualified to be disciples. So that's how it goes. And then later on through Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I met the 11 gurus right in here. And they were coming to do different meetings. And I wished them all the best. I was too busy to know what was happening. And now I don't know what's happening. And I'm happy that Krishna keeps me Krishna conscious, and that's how it goes. So for the Maharaj, I wish him the best, that he stays well and is able to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. He's certainly, I've heard of him traveling everywhere. In South America, he would go to places where there weren't even temples, maybe one or two devotees to encourage them. He's phenomenal. You know, I wish I could do it, but I don't have that brain to figure out which way to go or how to get there. I just kind of don't have that enthusiasm. But he's that type of person, and Krishna knows best who to make a guru and who to make a little man. So I'm a little man. And I thank the devotees for being good disciples of their spiritual master. And I hope they continue to practice Krishna consciousness. Even if they're not in this temple, they could hear me and practice as best as they can. It isn't that they're fallen. They're just practicing as best as they can, and Krishna will bless them, and that's how it will be for always. Srila Jagpataka Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I want to thank Radha Kalachanji and Prabhupada for listening to all our prayers. The times when Guru Maharaj was not well, and it has become instilled in me that power of prayer is there, definitely. You know, we pray and God listens, that is definitely true. Guru Maharaj just was, the doctors had already said that in 3-4 days it will be all over. And he had two strokes, severe strokes, which came from brain hemorrhage. Anyway, he survived, and I was there about a few weeks ago to go and visit Guru Maharaj in Bombay, and I was amazed to see what condition he was in, because through the internet and through the emails, I could not figure out that it was such a severe thing for Guru Maharaj. Anyway, I entered. He was undergoing physiotherapy in our Bhaktivedanta hospital in Bombay. I entered the room. I could not wait outside anymore. I had to go and see him right away. So he had just come from the Pune Yatra. There was a big festival in Pune, and he just came back from there. And the moment I entered, he looked at me and he says, "Hey." And that's a very common thing Guru Maharaj says when he's very happy to see somebody. Anyway, and then the next sentence was, "Sucharu, I'm going through purification. And I could not say anything. I mean, who is getting purified? Guru Maharaj, he's Nitya Siddha. You know, anyway, the physiotherapy went on, and I spent next three days with Guru Maharaj. And I could see the fighting spirit in him. There is physiotherapy going on, there is acupuncture going on, there is speech therapy going on. He's been taken to the water to do therapy there, and he's non-stop trying to get well so that he can go out and continue his preaching. And that was so amazing. Every moment that he was in the hospital, he's telling all the servants and the other doctors that, when am I going to get well? When am I going to get well? When am I going to walk? When am I going to go and talk? Please help me. Please help me. And that is amazing. I mean, seeing is believing. You need to see it to believe how headstrong he is to go and preach. You know, he's missing his South America. He's missing his Puri Yatra. He's missing the Mayapur Mandala, Parikrama, Vyas Puja, he's there, of course, Gaur Purnima. You know, he just wants to be there for all the Rath Yatras, everything. Anyway, that is not what I wanted to talk today, but I'll take just a little bit of time, more time. I wanted to talk about, read to you rather, about our Guru Maharaj's early life. So please bear with me for just a few more minutes. Om Agyanatam Indasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshuram Minitam Yanatashmai Shri Guru Vyana. Kalajanji, please give me the strength to say a few words about Guru Maharaj. Radha Kalachanji is the most closest deities, because this is where I learned about Krishna consciousness in the 80s, early 80s. So I can't take my glance away from Radha Kalachanji. Every time I come to the temple, I have to go and stand right over there to look at them. Okay. Prabhupada is saying this. I went to your country with a mission, and you all good souls were sent by Krishna to me. Srila Prabhupada said this. Then he says, one of the good souls sent by Krishna to Srila Prabhupada in His Holiness Tridandi Bhikshu Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, who had been serving Srila Prabhupada as selfless worker over the last 37 years, Jayapataka Swami was born John Gordon Ederman on April 9th, 1949, the Ekadasi after Ram Navami, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to John Hubert and Lorraine Erdman. And by the way, his mother just passed away last year, so there was a lot of special program. He was born into opulent surroundings, his father's father being the founder of a large paint factory which was a multi-million dollar concern at the time of his birth. Later, His Highness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was glad to see that his name, Gordon John, was Gordhan John. Already suggested what Srila Prabhupada confirmed, that he and two other devotees were formerly associates of Lord Chaitanya and that they had taken their birth in the West to facilitate spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. When Jayapataka Maharaj was 11 years old, at the suggestion of his grandfather, he cured himself of a skin disease by calling on the name of God. At 14, he graduated almost effortlessly in the very top of his class from St. John's Academy, a college preparatory school. He was offered full scholarship into Brown's University. There was a fresh enrollee. As a fresh enrollee, he was so much moved by a guest lecturer on the life of Buddha that he lost all interest in studies and began searching for a spiritual teacher. After some time of searching and austerity, he concluded he would have to go to India to find his teacher. As he was preparing to leave for India, he met the devotees of His Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada doing kirtan and distributing books at the park. When one devotee approached him to take a copy of BTG, he was stunned to see Tilak on his face. And there is a part, it goes to show that looking at the Tilak, Guru Maharaj felt that he remembered, suddenly he says in his biography, that he remembered that he is not from here, he was from some other time. And that is so amazing. And the Tilak made such a big impact on him. Okay, there began his search for the Hare Krishna devotees and ISKCON. It was finally during the Ratha Yatra preparations in San Francisco that he found the location of the ISKCON center. In just 2 months after visiting ISKCON, he shaved his head and joined in. In 1968, Gordon John took first initiation in Montreal, Canada, and was given the name Jayapataka Das Brahmachari. And he was very soon awarded second initiation in New York. I mean, he could not wait. He had to do it full-fledged, like go full blast, you know. Anyway, subsequently, he moved to Kolkata, India. He was the temple president in Montreal, and then he moved, Prabhupada asked him to go to Kolkata and then to Mayapur. Several years later, after discussing a difficult situation in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada remarked upon the Jayapataka as follows, the name. Jayapataka Maharaj says, "You give me the name Jayapataka. I hope that name comes true, that there will be victory." Prabhupada says, "It has already become so." In 1970 in Calcutta, he became the 12th sannyasi disciple of Srila Prabhupada. After arriving in Mayapur, the eternal service of the Holy Dham started. So did his preaching in India. Then came the kingdom of God. Srila Prabhupada had the vision of a temple of Vedic planetarium to be built in Mayapur. he was talking to his scientists and telling them to figure out the fifth canto and build the planetarium, and he also told Jayaprathaka Maharaj to go figure it out. One time when Jayaprathaka Maharaj came into the room to see Srila Prabhupada, he said, "I give you the kingdom of God, now develop it." Jayaprathaka Maharaj found it a serious and at the same time humorous statement. All the plans are ready for the Vedic temple right now, only waiting for the government approval. His Highness Jayaprathaka Maharaj revived the Namahatta program in Mayapur, and then it spread all over. In recent times, he has also developed the system of Bhakti Vriksha preaching, which assists Namahatta preaching by enabling wider preaching and giving intensive training to devotees so that everyone gets the chance to train to be pure devotees while engaging in the preaching activities. There are now in Kolkata itself, there are 108 Bhakti Vriksha centers. It's amazing. The first Mayapur, Food for Life. Jayaprathaka Maharaj is the world chairman for Food for Life and ISKCON's relief program. The first Mayapur Mandala Parikrama and Pilgrimage was held by Jayaprathaka Maharaj in 1974 and is still continuing. He is life chairman and Bhaktivedanta Swami of Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. Okay. Finally, as you all know, that he is an all-rounder. When he does book distribution, he does it with the utmost dedication and happiness. I was there during Ratha Yatra a year ago, and Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj wrote a book about Puri, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. And believe it or not, within half an hour, there were 200 books sold. 200! I mean, I could not give the books faster than it was going. And he was signing them. Anyway, it's amazing. When he does book distribution, he does it with the utmost dedication and happiness. When he organizes a festival or Namahatta, again, it is with utmost dedication and happiness. There could hardly be any place in the world that he had not traveled, and hardly any service that he has not tried his hands on, excepting any service that is given to him as the order of Guru, Krishna and Sadhus. His Holiness does them all with love as an offering to Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And last I want to say, Guru Maharaj, happy 60th birthday. This is his 60th birthday, which is very special for all of us and for everybody. Anyway, so all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Guru and Gauranga. And this shout out goes for Guru Maharaj. Gauranga! Just a few more things. Many thanks to Nityananda Prabhu and Manjali Mataji. And without that, without their assistance, nothing would have happened. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it would have happened, but I'm here. I want to say that. Many thanks to all our Dallas Temple family over here. Thanks very much again. And finally, without the kitchen help, we would not have the prasadam today. Santosh Prabhu. Yeah, we need to give them a Hari Bol, big Hari Bol. Lakshmi Kanta Prabhu. Chitra Mataji. Dharmendra Prabhu, I know he came suddenly this morning from somewhere and he started helping. There's so much desire in him. Anjan Prabhu, okay, Divaratna Prabhu, and Madhavi Gopi Mataji, and special thanks to Nita Lila for decorating Guru Maharaj's photo, and the others too, they were there later on. Lastly, on behalf of Guru Maharaj, I invite all of you and welcome you to Mayapur Dham. If there is any help that you all need in Kolkata and in Mayapur, I'm there. Please come. Thank you very much. Hari Bol. Guru Maharaj. I would like for anybody else, Lakshmikanta Prabhu, you want to say?
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Yaya Pataka Swamiti Namine. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Viranta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunjivari Paschatyare Satarine. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Sorry for my English, it's not so good, but anyway, I now have a good speech to give you, but I just only try to just try to encourage you to just maybe for the next or any time when any sannyasi or any who are trying to just get his birthday celebration, please we must be together and try to do as much as we can when we are alive. So still when the sannyasis also they are alive, also you can try to do, and then this is very good and purification for each of us and for the world. So sometimes very hard to just do those things only as few devotees. So this is good also for just leave those encouragement for the other welcome new devotees, and then they can just get also his blessings and all those things from the saintly devotees or sannyasis. Usually outside also the karmis, also for any saintly like followers of Jesus and something like that, or any other follower, then they are very, they're doing big things. And then I don't have too much to say about that, but I know the Nityananda Prabhu and Manjali Mataji, he's only like the pillars now for our ISKCON Dallas center now. But please try to learn from him and try to be just also helpful for our ISKCON centers. And then also I cannot glorify too much to my spiritual master because he's far away from whatever I can say. Because one day as I've been in Mayapur, so I try to, yes, I've been in the part of construction site in Mayapur, and that before finishing, so I've been just supervising and working personally there. So one day Maharaj, he come, and then he just say, hey, what are you doing there? And then I don't know what to say, so I cannot say, yes, I'm doing the thing, so I'm helping, I don't know. Then carefully, you fell from there. They've been too high. They're almost like they've been in the samadhi inside. They've been like all the bamboos. So, they are built by bamboos and all those one floor, two floor. And then you must climb by hand only. Nothing you can. And then anyway, after last, he just looked to me. And then I feel like, wow, Maharaj, he's looking for me. And he tried to take care. But anyway, I in the moment, yes, I feel like, yes, he tried to take care of me, but yes, I feel like, wow. But later on, I realized when I tried to just be near to Maharaj, so, but Maharaj, he been just thinking about me there, but when I been down, he never cared about me. So he care about other people, other sannyasis, and he thinking how to do more things. And then, anyway, in one sense I realize he's not the ordinary person who are in the planet, and then he's beyond of all, whatever he's, our mind or eyes looking, all those things. And then even now I can know too much go so closely for that. And then, yes, I try my best. And then I wish maybe Yapataka Maharaj, he became just able to just bless to every one of us to be enlightened and understand about Krishna consciousness. That's all I can just say. And then myself, yes, I try to do my best. I have many things behind that, like karmas and many things, like not karma, how you call it, sinful activities, so I cannot able to pull very easy, because usually I am from South America, far away, where the sense is too much for gratifying and all those things. But many of you devotees, they are very advanced, and please, maybe yes, you can just try to pray for my spiritual master and try to be helpful for our society, ISKCON, from any in whatever place you are, try to do something for our society. This I can just able to do, even according to your capacity. Yeah, thank you very much. Sorry. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. My wife just came to me and she asked that I came here and thank Maharaj for all his spiritual mercy, not only to us but for all the devotees. And also, I have so many nice memories being with him, but I don't think we have the time, so I could share it with you. One thing I'd like to say is that although he's got tens of thousands of disciples, and he knows so many people. You know, even though he doesn't remember you sometimes, every time he sees you and you get close to him, he treats you in a way, in a very personal way. He's always, you know, he wants to be your best friend. He smiles. He wants to touch you. I remember one day we went to Miami to see him, and I asked him, Maharaj, can I take a picture with you? And he goes like, yeah, sure, come. And I gave the camera to my wife, and he did like this. Like he was blessing it. My head was here, and his hands were here. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know he would do something like that, you know. And other time, you know, he was with his, you know, Nrsimha, how you call that? Big stick that he carries. Yeah, and, he'll touch everyone's head with that, so you know, it would be a special blast from Lord Nrsimhadev directly, right? So I asked him, can you do that on my head? And he goes, yes, and he'll do that. So he's always so wonderful, so merciful, so friendly, so personal, and he's a great example. And he always makes us remember Lord Chaitanya Mood, that sweet, always sweet, always glorifying the holy names. So Gauranga, Harivo, Jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you for coming for this celebration of His Holiness Jayapataka Guru Maharaj. And it's a very auspicious occasion. And like Nityananda Prabhu, His Grace, was saying that it is the celebration of all the spiritual masters, Vyas Puja, that is very true. Because it is coming from actually original spiritual master is Krishna, and he advises us to approach a spiritual master that can convey the message of the Lord as it is. So who is in a disciplic succession? So we know from Krishna to Brahma, Narad, then Vyasadev. So our spiritual master is also representing Vyasadev. And we cannot understand Krishna with our own endeavor or with our own little knowledge we have. So to understand Krishna, we have to take the help of the spiritual master. And spiritual master is so merciful that he gives us the knowledge that we can understand the truth and we can know Krishna. So like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Yasya Prashada Bhagavat Prashada Yasya Prashada Anagati Kutope. So without the mercy of the spiritual master, we cannot obtain Krishna. So it is very important that we serve our Guru very diligently as to our capacity, of course, because this is Kali Yuga and we are not that intelligent, and we are always in Maya and we are always, you know, thinking of ourselves more than anything. But it is very, very important that when we serve the Vaishnavas, our Guru, you know, servant of the servant, you know, it is very important to do that. That way we can clear ourselves, the dust accumulated in our heart by chanting of the holy name also, which is very important. So that's what the Guru engages us in, the service of the Lord. And he is non-different from the Lord. Lord doesn't accept our service directly, so it has to go through a medium. And the transparent medium is the spiritual master. So we are not that fortunate also, like Arjuna, to, you know, approach Lord and see Lord, you know. And like Sanjaya got the, you know, spiritual vision from his Guru. So we are not that fortunate in Kali Yuga. I don't know if anybody is that fortunate, but as far as the Shastras goes, you know, we are in this Kali Yuga is full of faults, but there is one good thing, that is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that's all our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jaya Pataka Maharaj has been doing. And his Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is just taking it so seriously. He is following what instruction of his Guru, that Srila Prabhupada. And today we are very fortunate to celebrate this Vyas Puja of our Guru Maharaj here. And thus we have to understand the setup has been made already. And I guess if anybody can tell me, in this color, Radha Kala Chanji Dham. So my special thanks to also His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, for, because without this setup, how can we even do anything? Because we had this setup, you know, that's why we could, you know, celebrate this Vyas Puja. So we have to understand the Gurus are very dear to Krishna, and we should guard against the offenses that, you know, we, mental offense also, we should not think that any Guru is different. You know, they are all on the same platform, you know. And I guess it's a too high philosophy that just, that's why we have to just chant the holy name to purify ourselves. I won't take much time because there is no, I think we are already running late, it's 12:15. And the only the procedure that has been set up for, you know, approaching a Guru is like we have to be humble and in a submissive mood. We have to approach our Guru and render service to him. Then he gets pleased, and with his satisfaction, Krishna is pleased. So it's Bhagavad Gita, I guess 4.34. Tadvidi pranipatena pariparsnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatvadarshina. So anyway, I wouldn't take much time, like I said, and my heartfelt thanks to His Grace Nityananda Prabhu and His wife Manjali, Her Grace Manjali Mataji, for you know, helping us every way. I'm here since 1981. I came to this temple. And the cooperation and the friendliness I have got in this temple, I used to tell you at Calcutta temple also, that there is no, the devotees are so good over there, and they are, and you know, and I always feel blessed to be here, because like we say in Bengali, our hate kuri means my first initiation was here in this temple, and it's because of all the Vaishnava's mercy over here that we could, you know, get the blessing and get initiated in this line of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, Hare Krishna. All glories to Guru Maharaj.
Nithai Lila.
Okay. Haribol, I had the great opportunity to meet Jayaprathaka Maharaj back in 2005 here in Dallas. I had just moved here. And then, thanks to Krishna, I was able to meet with him again in Mayapur when I went with my husband in 2007. So I have a little offering for him that I wrote. Okay. Dearest Jayaprathaka Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you. On this most auspicious day, I want to thank you for always being so kind to me and my husband, and for letting a lowly falling soul like myself be able to have some of your wonderful association. By your wonderful Vaishnava qualities in being always kind and merciful to all conditioned souls, and because you practice what you preach, one becomes inspired to follow your example. I remember when I heard that you had a stroke, I broke out in tears, and it made me very sad because I like you very much. You are such a wonderful devotee of Lord Krishna, and I feel very sad and scared to hear that such a great personality like you is having some health problems. Jayaprathaka Maharaj, you are so special, and I pray to Lord Krishna, because I'm selfish, for your fast recovery, so we can keep enjoying your wonderful association down here on earth, since I also forget that you are a very elevated and pure stage of consciousness. I think that you might be suffering from pain, and that breaks my heart. But then I remember that Lord Shri Krishna's pure devotees don't suffer because they are always thinking of him. So when I pray for your fast recovery, what I'm really praying for is for Lord Shri Krishna to grant us some more of your association. I pray to Lord Krishna that someday I might be fortunate enough to be able to serve your lotus feet. Your humble servant, Krishna Mangala Devi Dasya. That's it.
Hare Krishna, while Narottam is getting ready. One thing that Maharaj said is very important, especially for Dallas, and especially there's some things that are happening right now, why this is very important, and that is that the spiritual master is actually the representative of the Lord himself. He's actually the manifestation of the Lord's divine love and mercy. So one very important thing for us to remember is that whoever our spiritual master is and the spiritual master of others, that we never offend them, even mentally. Not even mentally. Not even think anything that might be considered to be contrary to the happiness of the devotee. So it's a very important point. You will see in the next few, 3 weeks, some developments to take place in Dallas where this issue is going to become a very big issue. And I thought that because it is Jayaprathaka Maharaj's initiation, I mean, Vyasa Puja today, we take the opportunity, and today is also Ekadashi, which is actually considered the day of Lord Krishna himself, that this point be made very strongly, that please be very careful when dealing with Guru Maharajas, when dealing with senior Vaishnavas, that we do not actually cause offenses. Thank you.
Amaganantam nandasa garanjana shalakaya chakshu samayatam yin jai tasmai shri kuru vayanamaha. I just wanted to share a couple of things with everyone about Jayaprathaka Maharaj. When I first met him, it was in Chicago in 1979. And Jayaprathaka Maharaj was there as an initiating spiritual master and part of a governing body commission meeting. And at that time, our Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami, he was asked by the GBC to go to China to preach. And many of us, like myself, we were just new devotees there. I was doing book distribution at Chicago, at O'Hare Airport. And I remember Maharaj, he was very kind, and he talked to me very personally, and he said, "Why don't you just stay with me? I'll be staying here for about 3 weeks." So he invited me to stay in his room with him. And then what was unique about that experience is each day he would spend about an hour with me, and he would tell me stories about Lord Chaitanya. And these stories were just amazing. Just amazing stories. I can still remember some of them. Like one of them that he told me at that time is that Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling across the Jarikanda forest, many of you may know this pastime, and the animals were chanting because of Lord Chaitanya's presence. So there's, during that period of time, there was the celebration. They were preparing for the celebration of Rath Yatra, and there was a Jagannath temple that Lord Chaitanya had gone to. And this temple, the deities, as traditional with this ceremony, Snana Yatra, the deities were moved from the altar. So Lord Chaitanya, he was feeling such love for Krishna that when he entered that temple and saw that the deity of Jagannath wasn't present there, that mood of separation was so strong in him, it was burning within his heart. And he offered obeisances onto the floor, and he melted into the marble floor. And this deity, this marble floor was later, Jaibhutaka Maharaj became friends with the owners of this temple, with the devotees who run this temple, and they actually today it's being discussed now that if the ISKCON devotees would excavate this section of the floor and install it as a deity in a temple, that it could become, that they would release this this imprint of Lord Chaitanya's body to the ISKCON devotees. And this form, you can actually see it, but it's an imprint of Lord Chaitanya's hands, his arms, his face, his entire body. And it melted about 3 inches. Lord Chaitanya melted about 3 inches into the solid marble floor. And devotees who are there, they worship this form of Lord Chaitanya. And it's very beautiful. They fill it with water, and they bathe with water and flowers each day. And Jaibhutaka Maharaj told me, he said that Lord Chaitanya exhibited this pastime because even though as materialists our hearts may be just like stone, love of God is so wonderful that even it can melt stone. So, and this was a story he told me, and many, many stories. What was so unique about being with him is that he could actually unfold Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. I remember one of the times he came here, Dharashaya Prabhu and I were sitting, and he was speaking, and he began telling a story about Murari Gupta and Lord Chaitanya. And we were like laughing and then crying and then laughing. It was just amazing how he could move our emotions. It was just as if he was, you know, seeing those pastimes, or as if he knew Lord Chaitanya and those devotees personally. It's a very powerful experience. My Guru Maharaj, he had a tremendous affection for Jaibhutaka Maharaj, and I had the opportunity to travel with both of them on a number of occasions. On one occasion, we were traveling to Mayapur, and they were remembering how they originally built the Mayapur, started the Mayapur project. And what was unique is that Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Jaibhutaka Maharaj, who were very young at that time, they were in their early 20s, they had both accepted sannyas. And I remember Jaibhutaka Maharaj talking about how the second day he had joined the movement, he had was asked to give the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And within a year, he was initiated. And within, like, I think it was within 2 years, he received the second initiation and then had taken sannyas. And he was a devotee for about 3 years at that point. You see? A unique dedication to Srila Prabhupada As a young man, I mean, we're talking in 20s, 20 years of age. And what they were discussing was how they were carrying, they were personally taking the money from Srila Prabhupada, going and buying the material that was required, overseeing it being loaded in the trucks, driving in the trucks from Calcutta to Mayapur, and having to police everything. Even so much like when the guys would stop to go get coffee or something in the trucks, they would have to stand because at that time people would just run and pull the material off the trucks. And then going to Mayapur, unloading it out in the middle of this field, and Jai Pataka Maharaj told me something very interesting about it at that time. What they would do was there would be some thieves that would come and steal the materials. So they would have to sleep on the material out in the open field in Mayapur on this, you know, construction site. You know, I mean, we're talking about bags of cement and wood and rebar. And they would actually sleep there at night, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Jai Pataka Maharaj. And he told me at that time he saw a wild Bengali tiger just like within, you know, a stone's throw from where they were out there on the Mayapur project. And he told me all of the hair on his body stood up. I don't know. You know, we're not talking about in a zoo. You know, this is a loose, you know, full-blown Bengali tiger. You know, they're big. You know, they're 650 pounds, you know. And he said it was looking at him, and he was looking at the tiger, and he told me all the hair on his body stood up. I don't know if that was an ecstatic symptom or not, but I thought it was interesting. But I don't want to be too lengthy, but I want to add one more thing to this. And that was more recently, my wife and I had the opportunity with our kids to attend this celebration in Malaysia that's conducted by Jai Pataka Maharaj and his disciples. And it's called the annual Hare Krishna National Convention. And what the devotees do is all of the temples in Malaysia, there's about 20 temples there. Most of them are Jai Pataka Maharaj disciples. There are some other disciples there, but mostly Jai Pataka Maharaj disciples. And what they do, thank you, what they do is they rent a resort each year. All the devotees come from all the different temples. And like the two times that we got to attend this, we traveled with a group from Singapore. And it was a beautiful, beautiful resort on the ocean. And the first time we went, the devotees had rented about two-thirds of the entire resort. There were about 1,500 devotees there. And each temple took an opportunity to make a presentation, drama, kirtan, whatever it was. And like kirtan, I just give you a little example of what the kirtans were like. I'd never seen this before. They'd start the kirtan at like 8 o'clock at night. Each night there was this big nocturnal kirtan, Jai Pataka Maharaj, and so many GBC God brothers would be there and God sisters. And the kirtans would go from about 8 p.m., sometimes as late as 1:30 in the morning. But what they would do, and this is something that was really unique, is they would create human hurdles. And basically what that means is two men would hold their hands facing one another. So there'd be one group that would be kneeling like this. Then from about 20 feet down, they'd have another group about this high, and then another group like that, and then another group standing up straight. And the devotees would run so fast in the kirtan, and they would jump over the hurdle onto their hands, flip back up onto their feet, jump over the next hurdle, and all the way across this room. And we're talking like major convention centers. You know, convention center size kirtan area. They would bring the full-size deities from their temples there. And it was just an amazing experience. And Jai Pataka Maharaj would oversee this. There would be seminars all day long with kids activities. Beautifully organized. And everything from like Krishna's Leela to dealing with daily depression. They would organize all of these different functions. And at the same time, there would be incredible prasadam. And then how much would it cost? We came from Singapore with Kumkumangi's parents and our kids. There were six of us in the group. And 3 days, we had like a three-room condominium that overlooked the ocean. Beautiful, beautiful facility. All of our meals, our travel expenses, we spent $60. $60. That's how it was organized. It was organized so amazingly well. And I just thought it was something I wanted to share with you. And they do it each year, actually. It's a national convention. And they organize all of the Rath Yatras, and just it's really a very, very special thing. Maharaj is very instrumental in these type of activities. I know in Mayapur, he started this Namhata program there. And the Namhata program became so successful in Mayapur that over the last few years, they're able to distribute $1 million in books. And we're talking about the villages of West Bengal. So I'm going to stop now. But it's really, he is a unique personality. If you look more deeply and look into the history of what he's done, it's astonishing, actually. It's astonishing. So thank you very much. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki, Nitya Gaur Premananda.
Hare Krishna. So now if we will all get up and get some flowers in your hands, we'll do the Pushpanjali ceremony for His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj.